Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So, do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
Three employees and two work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
It's time to get rambling with your host of the Ramblin' About Wrestling podcast, Nick Pearl. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to the Ramblin' About Wrestling podcast. I'm your host, Nick Pearl. This is the one and only good guy, Velarde, and that is Bear. Usually when we do a podcast, if I got a lot of people on, we're on Zoom. But since the three of us are going to WrestleMania, we're going to be in Vegas, I said, what the hell, let's have all three of us together. And since I don't have like an office or a recording studio,
We're in my basement.
Pretty much.
And we have Monday Night Raw on, so right now, so just so you guys understand, it's 9:19 p.m., AJ Styles just defeated Karrion Kross. I missed how it happened, but it happened.
Phenomenal.
And Phenomenal Forum?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice. And Logan Paul is now cutting a promo and the crowd is booing, as the Netflix captions say. So guys, how excited are we to go to Vegas and to go to WrestleMania?
Yes.
And you gotta give me something more than that. He's just chilling there, laying, relaxing, not saying anything. Velarde's in the middle. I should be in the middle.
I don't want to be in the middle.
He doesn't want to be in the middle.
I've told him this three times now.
But he's in the middle anyway.
God bless not having to switch. Go to work and do something
anymore.
Fun.
All right, we'll switch. Cool. We'll switch. All right.
That's what I'm most excited about.
Velarde, you can't yell because you're in front of the mic, so you need to be careful. How excited are we to go to Vegas? I didn't get an answer from you.
I just said something.
What did you say?
I said I'm very excited to go. It's nice to get off of work.
That's what you said.
Do something fun.
That sounds scripted.
I thought you said this was something fun, that we were doing the podcast right now.
No, this sucks.
Oh, you
there? There, that was scripted. Go off script.
Oh my god, this is gonna be unhinged. This one. This is minimal editing.
Oh no,
I gotta pull up the WrestleMania card. What's your most anticipated match of both nights?
Triple Threat.
The Triple Threat.
Triple Threat.
Bear, what about you?
Styles and Paul, honestly.
I mean, that's probably going to steal
the
show.
That's going to be an acrobatic masterpiece.
Logan Paul is just insane, and just the fact that he's just...
As much as people hate him, he's damn good.
Yeah, I mean, I really don't like the guy, but I've come to respect him, you know, as a performer.
Oh, yeah, he loves the business.
He does, and it's shocking.
You're going to pull up the card.
Yeah, I kept scrolling aimlessly. It didn't end up working.
You had the card open, though.
I saw the pictures on there.
You had the
card
open.
Yeah, but it wasn't the full card.
So look up WrestleMania full card.
All right, WrestleMania.
Yeah, they just put it on,
you spelled wrestling
full card. It's all right. All right, here we go.
What type of podcast is this if you can't spell wrestling?
It's a mistake.
How can you ramble about something you can't spell?
41. I'm actually excited for many matches.
He's excited for Liv and Raquel against
Jaden. Jaden Naomi.
My most anticipated match is probably, just because I want to see the outcome, LA Knight and Jacob Fatu. I just want Jacob Fatu to finally get that singles belt. I mean, he hasn't even been in the company for over a year.
Yeah.
It's close to a year, but he's not there yet.
But I don't know if Solo's going to say something about
it. I think Solo might cost him the match.
It's possible, but we'll get to that when we get to our official predictions. So let's get through night one of WrestleMania. We're going to go through all the important stuff, which is most of the card. But the matches that aren't as important, we'll talk for maybe a minute, and we'll move on. You'll know which ones those will be. So, WrestleMania night one on Saturday. The matchup that I was very excited for when the Royal Rumble event ended. Now, instead of being the main event, it's the main opener.
This was never going to be the main
event. It had a chance.
No, it didn't.
All right. Jey Uso versus Gunther.
Jey Uso.
You got Jey Uso winning?
Yes. I had Gunther, but after what they did to Jimmy, I think Jey's going to have it.
And even in the promo that we didn't really pay attention to tonight, Gunther mentioned the fact that he is 3-0 against Jey.
And it would make no sense.
It would make no sense.
If Jey lost.
It would kill all the credibility he has. And, like, you want to start WrestleMania off hot. You want to start it off with some of the crowds going to be invested
in. And look
at
what they did last year. They had Drew win the first match.
Even though Priest cashed in
after
that. I
know, but he still did win the match, though.
He did win the match. He did. I like to think of when Brock Lesnar lost to Rollins for the Universal title, whatever mania that was.
Mm.
But Jey Uso, 60,000 fans, whatever number they make up, all yeeting. That's going to be a moment that people are never going to forget.
No.
So if they go with the other way with Gunther retaining,
they'll never forget it.
They'll never forget it. It's for the different reason. But I also, I don't mind if Gunther wins it. But at that point, who do you have beat him?
Brock.
If Brock was available,
I don't think he'll ever be back.
No, Brock is done.
They mentioned him. Cody mentioned him.
But then they with one of the graphics, they like totally erased him.
Give us Sheamus.
Sheamus.
Sheamus versus Gunther.
I love that.
I'd be fine. Right,
Sheamus is totally fine. He's putting on Twitter since Orton's trying to get a WrestleMania match.
He's available.
Sheamus goes, I'm available.
That would be a banger.
That would be a banger.
That would be a banger.
Banger after banger after banger.
Burger after burger after
burger. I think if they heard his OG theme song, I think they would.
I don't think they're going to give us his OG theme song.
They're going to get it.
Okay.
You guys ready for Def Rebel to ruin WrestleMania again?
Def Rebel.
Oh my God, I got to bleep that.
Minimal editing.
Minimal editing. All right, match number two. And I don't even know if this is the order. This is just the nights that they're on. The matchup I was very excited for. I'm going to say that for every match. Jade Cargill versus Naomi. I've been saying it for months. Naomi can only feel the glow for so long until something's going to crack. She finally cracked. Everyone needs to now proceed with caution with Naomi. This is a matchup that... This is the first singles women's match that is non-title at a WrestleMania. Am I right or wrong?
Since why are you asking 2006 us? Or 2005.
What was that match?
I think it was... I saw a graphic about it. I think it was like Candice Michelle and somebody else.
I was barely even born. How do you know that?
I saw something posted on Instagram about it. They said the last time it happened was in like 2005 or 2006.
Well, nobody remembers it, so...
What
happened? We could erase
years,
that.
It's pretty awesome.
It is pretty awesome, and there's a lot of momentum going behind this. While Jade really hasn't wrestled a ton of singles matches, Naomi is a perfect person to put her in the ring with. And they got the chemistry from that tag team that they've been in. Who do you think takes it?
Naomi.
God. I'm 50-50.
I don't think
it would kill it would kill all of Naomi's recent character work.
Yeah, I know.
Because
I think how she's like been elevated with the whole thing, which, like, obviously, like, Jade is probably going to be like strong, like a decent chunk of the match. But I think by the end, I think Naomi's going to...
She's probably going to control. I could see her debuting like a brand new move. She's gonna have a new theme song coming out.
Because I feel like the winner of this probably will get elevated to like the title picture in the future.
And if Bianca wins, we could get Bianca and Naomi.
Or even Bianca
even
and
Jade. That's not gonna happen.
The triple threat, we could get the three.
That's inevitable. That's gonna happen eventually.
I feel like the Raw after Mania, if Naomi wins, they're gonna come out, celebrate. Jade's gonna call her out. Bianca's gonna come out.
Man, I wonder what matches we're gonna see there.
I don't
Wait,
even
is
know.
That...
It's not what matches. Who's gonna be there? We gonna get an Aleister Black at Raw after
John
Mania?
John Cena's gonna be there.
Cody Rhodes is not even advertised, as you said.
Well, as of right now.
As of right now.
Supposedly.
Yeah, they're putting a little doubt in our minds. But Naomi's got to win this.
Yeah.
It just makes sense. And then for Bianca to win the title, then you could see that maybe Bianca's the one that...
I don't think Bianca's winning.
Let me get to that! We could see that Bianca's the one that started getting the wheels turning for Naomi to attack Jade or something along those lines.
Yeah, Bianca's definitely partially at fault.
Oh, yeah. She's showing heel tendencies
now. You saw how she
now.
Reacted in the Elimination Chamber when she got all nervous.
Yeah, and even now with her being like pretty much a heel, but not, it's like she needs that one moment to solidify the turn. We'll probably get that at Mania. But we'll get to Bianca when we get to the women's three-way.
Is he going
to
eat?
Now, this is one of the matches that is happening at WrestleMania. War Raiders versus New Day. Who wins?
New Day.
Moving on. Actually, unless Big E shows up, then the War Raiders are going to win. But I don't necessarily think they're going to have Big E come out right now.
It's been a while since the New Day have held titles, and with this heel run, it wouldn't make sense for them not to win it.
Yeah, and they've been building this run-up for how many months, and they just started.
And the War Raiders have had the titles for a while. They've been pretty boring, like most Triple H booking
tag
teams.
Let's hear
New Day. New Day wins the titles. We get Kofi Mania Part 2. They lose Raw after Mania.
I could see them losing a Raw after Mania to Big E.
To Big E.
Crazy. Big E ain't wrestling.
No, Big E comes out and screws them.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Like when Zack Ryder won the Intercontinental at Mania and then The Miz beat him the next night.
Yeah.
Stupid booking, but I wouldn't mind it.
It would be entertaining to see.
It would be very entertaining.
We would be there as well.
We will be there as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby. Moving on. I was watching a couple of matches with Jaden last night, and they were matches or moments at WrestleManias that, like, fever dreams. Why did this happen and why was it so good? So the matches that we watched, Snoop Dogg was on commentary, and it was the final testament going up against the Pride. And people watching the match like, this is nothing special. But Snoop Dogg on commentary made it hilarious. Something so much fun to watch. From that, we watched the WWE Tag Team Showcase match from the WrestleMania before.
39, that was good.
It had no right to be that good either.
Oh, that was, I remember watching that. That was great.
You got like Braun Strowman, Ricochet.
You had a huge the Montez Vikings, Ford moment.
Montez Ford jumping over the barricade.
Yeah.
Angelo Dawkins, the spot that like turns the whole match up a notch when Strowman was doing the Strowman Express around the ring. And then Angelo Dawkins just shoulder tackles him down, like full on football. Crazy spots, a match that nobody expected to be that good. Moving on to the match that I'm talking about here is Rey Mysterio versus El Grande Americano. Chad Gable still yet to get a singles match on the WrestleMania card.
Who? Grande, but he does now?
Grande Americano is getting the singles match at WrestleMania. Okay, two different people maybe.
Maybe. Sure.
But
just like Ezekiel.
Oh God! Don't even get me started. Don't even get me started with Ezekiel. That was so dumb.
And then they had like the grandma, like.
Oh man! I remember when
that was peak WWE though.
That was a good time.
That was not a good time.
We loved it.
Roll after WrestleMania, he's watching. He texts me, Nick, you might want to record your reaction to so and so.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed, but agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Yep. At this time, I'm like, all right, is this something I'm going to like? He goes, you'll see.
Ezekiel!
Oh man, I was so pissed.
Huh? I know! Ezekiel!
I was so pissed. But, a Grande Americano and Rey Mysterio is going to be the comedy spots of this show. But they're both going to go out to prove a point. Rey Mysterio could still go in a singles match, a showcase match.
I could see that going 20.
I don't think it's going to go 20. It could. I see it going
15 tops.
Like 12, maybe 12 to 15. Same. I don't know why we're going with times 14. Here, but stop 17. It. 13:50.
Sure. Squash.
That's not a squash. Imagine it's a squash.
No, it's not.
That'd be so dumb. But this is just going to be a good match. It's going to be a big showcase for Chad Gable, Americano Gable, Rey Mysterio. You flip a coin, either one of these guys can win. It depends on if they're going to unmask him, is how I see this match going.
He might get the Raw after Mania mask versus mask match.
Could get a mask versus mask match.
Mask versus eye.
No, not his eye.
Oh my God!
Not his
he
eye.
He just got
match.
His eye back. Oh. Let's take it. Let's
that
take
was so
it away.
Bad. That was so bad.
So stupid.
No, but I think they're gonna. Maybe they'll find. Look, Grande Americano stood tall tonight, so by logic, Rey Mysterio should win. But I'm gonna say El Grande Americano.
No,
Rey won. But El Grande Americano attacked him after with the steel plate in his face.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I think Grande will use that to win at Mania. What do you boys think?
Could.
He doesn't agree with me, though.
I'm, like, torn, because I feel like...
You want to flip a coin?
I feel like Rey... it's tough to say.
I feel like there's going to be an interference of some sort. I just don't know.
It's not going to be clean. I feel like...
This is definitely not going to be clean at all. Probably the dirtiest match in the
card. I feel like Grande needs it, but I could also see Rey winning it. It's tough.
It is tough.
Because I feel like this is kind of a type of feud where, like, the face goes over. But I'm not sure.
So he's going to say Rey, I guess.
Valari? Yeah, I'm going to say Rey.
I don't know.
It's a good prediction. It's a good prediction. It's
probably going to be wrong, but it's okay.
You never know.
Who are you saying?
I said El Grande America.
I'll go with Rey.
All right, so you're just going to go and spite me, you fricks. Oh, my God. The next matchup on the card, what I'm very excited for. How many times did I say that for these matches?
Not at all.
How many matches are we up to?
This is number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You've said it 5 times.
All right. This is LA Knight versus Jacob Fatu.
Jacob Fatu.
It should be Jacob Fatu.
I see Jacob Fatu. LA Knight winning with solo interfering.
Very possible.
I can see Jacob Fatu winning. I feel like LA Knight, he just won it.
He did just
and
win.
And then... You got Solo, who hasn't held, like, singles on the main roster yet.
And it's really weird that Solo doesn't even have a singles match on this card right now.
Especially that he's from Vegas.
He's from Vegas, and they did not give him a singles match. As of now.
But I don't know, I feel like, I love Jacob Fatu, he's one of my favorite wrestlers on the roster right now, but I think LA Knight retains. Because there's going to be a lot of title changes at Mania, but I think...
Imagine this is the one Mania there's none.
Right.
You never know.
All right. You're done. You're done.
I guess I gotta stop talking on my own podcast. Velarde, who did you have, LA Knight?
I only said Jacob Fatu 6 times.
Okay, Jacob Fatu. I got Jacob Fatu as well. Jacob Fatu 2.
I've got Jacob Fatu even through an interference with Solo.
Solo, I think they're gonna
make him into a monster. That's loud.
Wow. Who the heck is texting? Who is that? Jacob Fatu for the win. And then after he wins is when Solo could turn. Because Solo's not just going to screw Jacob. He wants something. He doesn't have the Ula Fala.
The reason why I think LA Knight's going to retain is I think like very soon Solo's going to be the one to take it off of LA Knight. And then eventually they'll have Jacob. A program with Solo and Jacob. And then Jacob beats Solo. I think that would be more satisfying a win.
And then we get Jacob versus Roman.
Jacob Fatu did come up strong on LA Knight at the end.
But we still got
one more night of SmackDown.
That is true.
There, we go through your whole spiel. And then we get Jacob versus Zilla.
Zilla, we don't even know if he's ever going to show up.
He's going to show up. I've been saying this for 5 pay-per-views now. He's going to show up. And if he doesn't, I'll keep saying it.
You know someone that could show up, which is actually possible. Jeff Cobb.
I was going to say, who's that other Samoan, though?
Do you know Jeff Cobb?
No.
You've seen a match.
No.
He do backflips.
We watched Forbidden Door together.
He's a big, meaty man.
He was on it, yes. Jeff Cobb, his last contractual date with New Japan is April 19th. That's his last
match.
And
The Rock was wearing a New Japan shirt.
He was in New Japan.
Jacob Fatu, Jeff Cobb, and Bronson Reed as a 3-person Samoan massive group. Bronson Reed was having a crazy run.
I know.
Could have been. He probably would have been champion by now instead of Bron Breakker.
It could have been.
He definitely.
That whole thing with Seth was crazy.
That was like
how many
turning
like
point
seven?
In his whole career
six or something.
And he did the R-Truth too, but we don't remember that. We just remember it to Seth. Crazy moment, made his whole career, then he gets taken out. When he comes back, he's going to be a force to be reckoned with. And I think he's got to be getting close, right? He's got to be getting close.
I can see him winning a Rumble in the future.
Definitely.
Bronson Reed.
Definitely.
He's been booked, I think, good chance.
He's one of Triple H's big fan favorites. I didn't even used to like Braun. But
this
now I do.
Spear, though?
Oh, my. That spear was crazy, man. I'm glad. Oh, yeah. I would never take that.
You He's definitely not taking the pin, but we'll get to that when we get to
We're getting to that soon. That's on night two. The next matchup here.
The Battle of the Plastics.
Battle of the Plastics. We got the Barbie versus the Queen. Tiffany Stratton versus Charlotte Flair.
If the Barbie doesn't win, I am leaving.
No one likes Charlotte. Let's be honest.
Well, there's a lot of...
No one likes Charlotte. Let's just be honest.
There's a lot
Don't lie to yourself.
Let me explain. There's a lot of implications to this, because John Cena is going for record number 17. What would this be for Charlotte? 16?
Or 15.
15 or 16?
That's pretty high.
You can't ever bet against Charlotte, except for this WrestleMania.
People don't like Charlotte so much, Becky turned heel against her and still got the fans to cheer for her.
Why are we getting texts? It's true, though. Like, just because John Cena is chasing the record, it doesn't make sense for Charlotte to be right behind him this whole time.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why I have Tiffany winning.
Plus, Tiffany just destroyed her the other day on the mic, and I think she could just has to defend.
What is that? 0-3?
Literally.
Nah, it's going to be a good match. I don't think it's going to be up to par as, like...
The Rhea and Charlotte.
It's going to be a Charlotte.
That was incredible.
Rhea Charlotte
still... I think that was one of the best matches of the WrestleMania 39.
Not even... I think it was the best match of that show.
Yeah.
It was also probably the best women's match in years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anything's ever come close. I mean, Mercedes and, like, Stephanie Vaquer and Mercedes and Chris Statlander. You didn't see the Statlander ones, but they were really good. They've gotten close, but and nothing's going to top Charlotte taking the Riptide from the top rope.
Yeah, that was terrific.
So we'll see how Tiffany and Charlotte ends up going. All three of us, we have Tiffany, because it's Tiffy time. It's not Charlotte time. Let's not take a step back. Let's take two steps forward and no steps back, please. Moving on to the main event of night one. Seth Rollins versus Roman Reigns versus CM Punk.
Match of the night. Match of the nights. Match of the week.
I don't even think it's going to be the best match. It's just going to be cinema. It's going to be movies.
It's going to be psychoticness.
Custody of Paul Heyman.
The entire way through.
100% custody of Paul Heyman.
On a ladder match.
Put him on a ladder. Put him in a shark cage.
Hang him up there.
Hang him in a shark cage.
I don't know why. It's like, I feel like anyone could win this, but I kind of have Seth on this.
I didn't have Seth. But the fact that they're pushing, this is CM Punk's first WrestleMania main event. Punk's got Heyman in the corner. Punk's got this.
Punk has to lose.
Punk's not going to win. He can't win his first Mania and have everybody satisfied.
Seth Rollins just got a favor from Paul Heyman. What's the favor?
We're going to find out. Tonight.
Paul Heyman's going to stop the
pin. We may not find out tonight.
They have a promo.
But that doesn't mean we're going to find out what the favor is.
We could.
We don't know.
That's what I'm saying, could. It doesn't mean yes or no.
All right, you're right.
it's not like, oh, they're definitely getting it.
Well, let me just say, Roman's not winning.
No.
Roman cannot win.
So with that logic,
he could eat the pin.
Punk's not winning, and Roman's not winning.
Because Roman's going to be written off after this anyway. I think Seth may pin Roman.
Who do you got in the match?
Oh, Jaden's here now. Welcome.
Seth, Roman, Punk.
Look at this. He's going to sit here with the ice cream.
Here, move over. Give him some room.
Let's make some room. Jaden's not coming to WrestleMania. He's just here for the. Look at this freaking. What is this video? What is this podcast?
A little close for comfort.
Oh, wow.
So, who do you got?
One match?
Seth Roman Punk.
Yeah.
What was Punk's favorite?
That Paul Heyman's in
the main event.
In his corner.
You eating that whole thing of ice cream?
And he didn't get me a spoon?
No. Honestly, I think Seth's just going to win it.
Amen.
I mean, I don't really watch, but...
After last week's segment with Punk and Heyman... I mean, with Seth and Heyman... I'm in the Seth corner to win. Seth needs something fresh.
Oh, yeah.
Coming out of Mania, he's
going to be
revamped.
Especially that he lost twice at WrestleMania last year, I think he's due.
I think he needs ice cream.
And he's been one of the most consistent, like, great promo wrestlers and just everything. Like, Seth will get his flowers... And I think
he got his flowers. He's got Becky Lynch.
I think that is true. But I think night one will be a good time for him.
Definitely. Velarde, anything to add?
No.
Are there any chances that the Beast Incarnate Brock Lesnar shows up?
No.
And
no.
Paul Heyman doesn't leave with any of them?
No.
No, actually.
I also agree with you. I don't think he will show up.
I think Paul Heyman's going to win the match.
That's right.
And since it's a three-way dance, there could be a lot of interference. No DQ. Paul Heyman could easily low blow one of them, low blow the other, give him to Seth. That's the favor. Maybe Heyman doesn't walk out with Seth. You never know how it's going to go. Heyman may just help Seth win, period. And then Heyman is just disheveled. Like, I can't believe that I had to do this, but you didn't stop me, so I have to give you something back.
Maybe this is Paul Heyman's retirement match.
All right, moving on. I don't know what you're saying anymore. Let's move on to night two of WrestleMania. So night one has the opportunity.
Over two centuries ago, it was England that taxed our tea. Now it's Brussels trying to regulate our companies. Under new European regulations, American businesses face crushing fines, forced disclosures, and foreign red tape that kills jobs here at home. America's laws should be written in America, not Brussels. Reject European regulatory overreach and uphold Trump's trade deal. Paid for by Americans for Limited Government.
Opportunity to be great, but night two has the opportunity to be probably one of the greatest nights ever of a WrestleMania.
We say that every year.
We do. Now, here's a matchup that I'm not very excited for.
The bathroom match.
But it probably will be good.
The first match of the night.
It's not the first match of the night. No, I don't know. It is going to be definitely.
There's no way they're putting that first.
This will be right before the main event.
If you want a they crazy put start.
The they may put the Fatal 4-Way first.
I was going to say, put the Fatal 4-Way first if you want a big start.
3 grams of protein and ice cream.
Really? Bayley and Lyra Valkyria, the Women's Intercontinental Champion, going up against Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez for the Women's Tag Titles.
Judgment Day is retaining.
Judgment Day, that's not what I think.
They're not fighting.
Bayley
and I think after the match, like, Bayley's going to turn on Lyra.
They're part of Judgment Day.
Bayley's going to turn on Lyra, definitely.
And then that'll be another Bayley versus Lyra. And I could honestly see Bayley taking the Intercontinental from her.
It should have been the Judgment Day versus the Wyatts. It should have been.
Yeah, but...
Not yet.
But since we're not getting that...
Well, it's because Bo Dallas has been hurt.
He's cleared now.
Did you talk to him?
I read it on the internet.
Can you believe everything on the internet?
I can believe it.
Oh, God.
I actually have Bayley and Lyra Valkyria winning this.
Why?
Because it makes no sense. The women's tag titles...
Because Nick likes
Lyra. ...are garbage.
The women's tag titles, they don't need them anymore. For Bayley and Lyra to win, and then Bayley... Oh, wow, Penta just flew. Bayley wins.
Attaboy,
and
five.
Then Rose plant right to Lyra on the title that they just won. Can they coexist? They'll probably vacate them and maybe just get rid of the belts.
They just...
Look in the gauntlet. We don't even have real teams anymore. Yeah, we have the only real team in Katana Chance and Caden Carter getting jobbed out and then going to Twitter to express their frustration in booking.
And I gotta say, not for nothing, I watched that whole gauntlet. Know who had the biggest reaction out of anybody?
Who?
Maxine. When she was on her little run, like, the crowd was so behind her.
And she did the reverse worm?
Yeah.
And then she lost, and now Natalya's not happy. They're breaking up a team they just put together.
Natalya's always in and out with people.
It's stupid, though. It's so stupid. But, yeah, I got Lyra Bayley. You got Judgment Day.
Judgment Day.
Judgment Day. I'm probably wrong, but I want to book it in my head.
Going 0 for 10 this Mania.
I'm not going 0 for 10. I might.
Well, if you...
Sometimes it happens. Mm. Next matchup, which you might guess, I'm very excited for. Damian Priest versus Drew McIntyre in a street fight. Ooh.
I got Bad Bunny interfering.
It's possible.
Imagine.
I'm hoping.
Oh my God.
I'm praying. Oh,
I didn't even think of that. Bad Bunny showing up.
I feel like Drew has to win this.
Yeah.
Because Damian took the title from him.
And Damian beat him at Clash at the Castle, so Priest...
Yeah.
This is his get back.
McIntyre should get back.
Drew has to win that.
Is this their second singles match they've had?
I don't know. You know better than me.
I don't remember. But
you're the rambler about wrestling.
I am the rambler. This match is going to be all that and more. I'm getting excited. I'm sorry. I'm losing the words.
Yeah, Penta just did.
What did Penta do?
And he got excited.
Oh. Penta's like wrestling in the background. Drew and Priest is going to be insane. I want them to go in the streets of Vegas. It's a street fight. I want them to come up to the 100 sections and start wrestling in our seats.
Specifically section 101, row 34.
What seat number are we?
17, 19, 19?
To 21, I think.
Something like that.
There.
There's going to be a lot of chairs. There's going to be kendo stick. There's going to be real glass because... Drew got the glass in his eye, legitimately, by the way. We didn't know if he was actually going to be cleared.
Yeah. Well, like I said, that future shock on the stairs the other day.
He wore an eye patch, though. He's fine.
This is a match that people did not want to see. They said, why are they giving Drew, after the year he's had, they're giving him Priest in a just a random singles match? In the last month or two, they've put the intensity on. They've put all their passion, all their fire into this match, man, building this match, and it's going to, it could steal the show as well, along as with all the other ones.
Yeah.
How many times has he said that?
I know.
So every single match, guys, it's going to steal the show.
No. Hold on. We haven't said that about everything.
Looks at the card. Just I'm excited for the next one.
Well, that's the bit. That's the bit.
Guys, the whole show is going to steal the show.
Hey, it might. But who do we got? I got McIntyre.
McIntyre.
I don't think Priest could possibly win this.
No, it would make no sense.
Priest will look really good in defeat. But this isn't his.
McIntyre.
He beat him for the title in the title match. Clash the Castle.
Rey Mysterio, he didn't have an eye.
Let's not even talk about that. The next matchup, which has somebody that's actually two men that are wrestling right now on Raw.
Finn Balor and Damian Priest.
Could
be match of the night.
Finn Balor and Penta. Why is he so sweaty, Finn?
Because he's like, wrestling.
Did he get a haircut?
Why is he so sweaty?
All right. Finn Balor versus Dominic Mysterio versus Penta versus Braun Breaker.
Dirty Dom, baby.
Dirty Dom.
He's the only person in this whole group recently with all these matches that has not gotten a pinfall win.
Yeah, and Finn Balor even got a pin. Finn Balor. Dominic Mysterio.
Who barely wins at all. But Dominic is pinning Finn.
I was going to say, you can't pin Penta right now.
Well,
you
I mean, pin Finn Braun. Just pinned no. Penta.
Braun's not getting pinned.
Well, it's going to be some type of dirty finish with Dirty Dom.
Yeah, and then we're going to have another kiss from Liv and Dom.
I don't know about that.
It's going to be, Braun's going to go for like a psycho spear.
And he's going to hit Finn with it.
Dom's going to pull Finn into the way, throw Braun Breaker out.
Uh-huh.
Accidentally hit Penta on the way out. And Dom's gonna pin.
Here's what's gonna happen, okay?
Let's bookmark that.
It's called Dream Booking. Come back to this podcast.
Bookmark it 30 minutes. 30
minutes and 38 seconds.
If that happens, we're going straight to the casino.
No, but...
we're gonna go there.
We could all agree, Braun's gonna spear Finn. Right?
Braun's probably going to spear all of them at some point.
Braun's going to spear them all at some point.
Braun might spear Braun at
that point. He may honestly spear all three of them together in a line.
Penta's going to hit some type of...
cool.
Oh, that would be
someone's
cool.
Going through, people are going through barricades.
We're going to get that Mexican Destroyer from the top onto one of the guys, where Braun will then spear one of them. Dom will just throw him over the top and get the pin, just like when the Iconics won.
Frog splash into a frog. They were so iconic.
Billy Kay was one of my favorite characters of the pandemic.
I might actually meet them at WrestleCon.
You're gonna meet everyone at WrestleCon.
No, but the Iconics.
Yeah. You guys should buy this kid's shirt for the podcast so you could support his WrestleMania funds so he doesn't go broke and keep asking me for money.
You're such a nice guy.
Homeboy is gonna be spending like $700 in meet and greets.
I don't know what you're talking about per day.
Yeah,
we did the math. I had to cut some people off my list. Sorry.
Yeah, that's...
Sorry, Million Dollar Man was on there. I cut him. It's all right.
Still on the beam.
Was it $1 million picture?
$1 million picture. Anyway, moving on.
How much was Sting? We don't talk about it.
It was only 150.
I know, it's
hard.
Look at this person.
We don't talk about it.
Jinder was 60, I think.
Don't hinder him, please.
Nick's only met Jinder, what, 3 times now?
I've never met him. This will be my first time.
Really?
You were talking about how you met him before.
I never met Jinder.
You met him from afar.
I never met Jinder.
Why not?
Because he's never wrestled and never been in a meet and greet.
Remember when he spent $200 to meet the Hardys?
That was stupid. $200 for the Hardys.
Remember when Velarde and I spent $60 to meet the Hardys?
Both of them.
Yeah, but you didn't get an autograph. You just got the pictures.
I don't need a damn autograph. That's just freaking
$10
on a
paper.
Oh my God.
The picture is where it's at.
All right. Moving on.
Autograph too. All right. 80.
Let's move on to the match that I know you guys agree. We were just talking about it.
Oh, is it going
to
steal the show?
That can steal the show at WrestleMania.
This is what I said at the beginning.
Hold on.
AJ Styles versus Logan Paul.
I've got Logan Paul.
And this generally could steal the show. AJ Styles, you could put him in the ring with anybody except for Edge that 1 year. But it wasn't as bad as people say. AJ Styles had a crazy match.
Oh, what?
What the? Can we listen to the podcast, please?
Go.
AJ Styles.
His voice is getting higher, bothering him.
Uh-oh.
AJ Styles and Shane McMahon.
He's turning red.
AJ Styles and Shane McMahon. One of my favorite matches of all time. That's another match.
Shane McMahon's not fighting.
What?
It's Logan Paul, not Shane McMahon.
Just let the man
speak. I'm talking about one of my favorite matches from WrestleMania 32, I think it was.
Yes. Yes.
That's what I'm saying. You put AJ Styles in the ring with anybody, and it's most likely going to be an incredible match. That's one of my favorite matches of all time. And now you have AJ Styles versus Logan Paul, where they're both out there to prove a point. Let me cool down.
It's okay.
It's all right.
I
need to take a chill pill, man.
I changed my pick. I'm having AJ Styles win because Logan Paul's been winning too much.
Logan Paul, I mean.
And he's also hit AJ to a pulverizes at this point.
I'll say that again because you're coughing. Logan Paul has hit AJ with the two pulverizers, like you said, which would indicate that AJ Styles is going to win at WrestleMania. But Logan Paul hasn't gotten a big win at Mania yet, right?
He went against Roman in the main event. Or was that SummerSlam?
That was Crown Jewel. Logan lost to, in his big time singles matches.
That was
matches.
A good match of Roman.
Yeah, for no reason. And him and Cody was great too.
Every match Logan
he came up. He came up short against Roman, came up short against Cody, came up. Did he beat Ricochet?
I don't know.
It doesn't matter. It happened.
He did because Samantha Irvin had to announce his name.
You're right.
Yeah, I watched that match. That was pretty good.
Hey, what is going on right now?
I don't know. Oh, that's a weird angle. It's time Logan Paul gets a major singles win on WrestleMania.
Who's he fighting?
I wouldn't be mad about that.
I wouldn't have a problem with it.
That's going to be a good match.
I can see them giving it to Logan, but like I'm still going to just go with the original, just AJ.
Yeah, just because the logic. I'm going with Logan Paul. Filardi?
I have AJ.
AJ?
This match has been pretty good on him.
All right, are you going with AJ or Logan Paul official?
I think it's got to be AJ. Why have AJ come back, do this whole thing, look so powerful after... Did he beat Cross?
He did, but yeah. Cross is also there, too. Cross can get involved at some point.
He could,
so you have AJ?
Yes.
All right, let's move on, because you're just watching the match now. All right, Io Sky versus Rhea Ripley versus Bianca Belair. It should have just been Rhea Ripley versus Bianca, but it's all right to throw Io in there. And
he was the champ.
The change up of giving Io that belt. They changed it up though. That was like 3 weeks ago she won the belt. Four weeks ago.
Okay, but she's still the champ.
Know.
She have a title match without the champ in it.
Because she wasn't the champ originally.
But she's the champ now.
All right. She's the champ now. Is she walking out as champ?
Yes.
Yes, you?
I honestly think so.
You do?
Yeah.
Jaden, what about you?
Yeah.
Do you too?
Yeah.
The only reason I'm saying Io is not walking out is because Bianca...
Because of the big crusher Bianca.
Other than that...
You should see his posters.
Bianca not counting... I don't have any posters of Bianca.
No, it's the Jake.
That's what they all say.
Bianca has, not including that Battle Royal, the WrestleMania Battle Royal that the five NXT girls were in that got tossed out. Yeah. Bianca has not lost at WrestleMania since. And if you want a natural streak like The Undertaker had, Bianca's the closest that you're getting to
that. Well, it wouldn't be natural. It'd be pre-planned.
Relax. I got Bianca building her streak to like 5 or whatever. 5 or 6.
That's it?
Yeah, whatever it is. It's the biggest streak that's going.
She hasn't been on the main roster though.
And then you'll have Brock come in and squash
her. All right. Relax. Io's been greatest champ, though.
Yes.
I'm ready for her to lose it.
Alright, next. This is not the final match, but it could happen.
It could happen.
Randy Orton.
He didn't have to look at the card for this.
Randy Orton spot. Can he go against Alexa Bliss?
It's happened. It's happened.
Hold on.
Bliss has a win over him.
We're about to see Spear Part 2.
Oh, yeah, let's just see.
Hold on.
Is he going to run? Oh, that angle! Carly, don't run!
Okay, he's smart.
Wait, Braun's still going to hit him. Get him.
Oh, DQ.
I feel like Braun looks bigger every week.
He's a freaking beast.
Oh, no. There's the winner.
There's your winner going after the champ. Oh, look at Carlito now.
I should have put Carlito in.
What if Carlito wins the match?
Carlito's going to be involved in the match.
What if it's Randy Orton versus Carlito at WrestleMania?
That would be cool.
What if it's Randy Orton versus Ted DiBiase straight out of jail?
Nice.
Oh,
double spear?
That's what I said. They're going to have one with him hitting all three.
Oh, my God. That'd be crazy. But who's going to be Randy Orton's opponent? Or does Orton not even get a match?
I could see
he's getting a match.
He's getting a match. Still.
Let's be honest.
Oh, wait.
The pen is going to hit him Whistling Blade. All right. He almost punched the Hurricane Rana. All right. Let's keep going.
That was a little whack.
Options. I did a whole episode on this. Randy Orton could go against Nick Aldis.
That's what I would like.
That would be a fantastic match.
That would make sense.
Makes perfect sense because you have no time to build something, even though this had kind of been brewing on the back burner for...
Since like 23.
For a little bit. It would make sense. Nick Aldis has not wrestled in WWE, even if it's his only singles match that he has. He did
name drop Mickey James.
He did. They are married, for those of you really that don't know.
We just really want
Punt Kick. Yeah.
I don't know if we're getting the Punt
Kick. I'm sad we couldn't get him and Kevin.
Him and Owens was like the third most anticipated match. I know, that was... They did such a great job building it.
Give it to us at SummerSlam.
That was one of the biggest feuds coming in.
It's so upsetting.
Oh, is the show over?
No, they still got the main event segment.
What's the main event?
It could be Ludwig Kaiser. He's been building up saying he's teasing having a WrestleMania match. Maybe Gunther has his thing. Gunther says, go out there and prove yourself to Orton.
And then he gets squashed. Yes. Punt kicked.
Could be Jeff Cobb like we were talking about earlier. Probably not. Could be Sheamus. It's a lot of options here, but I want final picks.
Could be Akira Tozawa.
It's not going to be Akira Tozawa. I want final picks, and will Orton win?
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
Orton's not losing his 20th.
It could be Solo Sikoa even.
I know exactly what it's going to be.
Who's it going
to
be?
I want y'all to go first, though. All
right. Nick Aldis, Velarde.
Sami Zayn.
That's an option.
That could happen.
Sammy's off the card, too. We didn't even think of him.
Because Kevin Owens and Sammy, they've got that little bit of back and forth.
Yeah, because they just had... Sammy could be there. Like, if it's like a WrestleMania 38 Seth thing, and like, you know, Randy's in the ring, and then there's like a random opponent. If Sammy's music came on, I would not be upset.
I would have no problem with that. But in the case of Seth Rollins, it was somebody re-debuting in the company. Yeah. What if we got an Aleister Black or a Rusev?
Nope.
Oh, Rusev.
Rusev. Who'd you have? Rusev Machka! You know, I was watching NXT. They had this NXT TakeOver stream that's been going for like a week now.
What the hell?
Continuous
stream? You've been watching for a week straight?
No, I put it on when I go to bed. But every time I wake up, like in the middle of the night, it's a different match. And this morning when I woke up, they had Rusev coming out, and Mojo Rawley. Rusev came out with the flag, and then Mojo Rawley came out with the flag.
That's
where
we're going to be. No, that's the indoor one.
That's the indoor one.
That's indoors, but...
That's the nightclub. We're going to the beach
resort. Yeah, we are going to the beach resort. But Rusev beat up Mojo Rawley, and it was just so weird seeing him come out, and seeing the how much he's like... How much he's grown... Yeah, that's true. How much he's grown as an in-ring guy with his facial expressions and everything.
WrestleMania SmackDown, no...
I thought about that.
No, but they're calling it WrestleMania SmackDown. I hate it when they did that. Like with WrestleMania Backlash.
Don't even get me started.
But they just called it WrestleMania SmackDown.
Are those we're going to be walking through all those signs, and they're going to have all the faces up just like that.
I wonder if there's any near Harrods.
Do you see our hotel from there?
I see the Sphere.
We're going to be at the Sphere.
We're right by the Sphere.
So yeah, Orton going to win his match when he inevitably has one.
Against?
Nick Aldis.
Yes.
No,
there you go.
So.
Nick Aldis is my... I think it's all our picks to what we want.
No. You love to jump on the bandwagon, don't you?
Who?
Give us a fun answer.
I did. I gave options.
Can That's the you? Number one most predicted person. Give us someone that's not in the top somebody. Five.
Do you really want somebody that nobody is talking about right now that could be Randy Orton's opponent?
Yes. I wonder if we're on the same wavelength.
You really want somebody.
Say it on three. Ready?
Three, two, one. Invincible!
Who?
Go home.
Tommy Invincible.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Nick, by the way, you're supposed to say your
joking.
Answer.
He called out Randy Orton.
I didn't have an answer. I needed time to think about it.
No, he actually called out Randy Orton.
This is a freaking wild WrestleMania roundtable.
That's the point. But this is the time. He's going to win.
Okay.
His time is now.
Speaking of his time being now, it's now time for the main event of WrestleMania Night 2.
And the 17th
John Cena wins.
Champion.
Period.
You have Cena winning?
Oh, wait, 17.
You don't?
I don't have Cena winning.
That's crazy.
Why?
Goddamn Americano!
Cena's gotta suffer heartbreak so he gets more brutal.
He's been suffering heartbreak for like 7 years.
All he's been doing...
He's lost everything.
It's been 2,400 days since he's won a singles match?
I think he's due.
All he's been doing is insulting the crowd. They're not even capitalizing
on it. All you do is insult us!
He's been he beat the hell out of Cody with The Rock and Travis Scott.
Okay.
Since then... All him and Cody have done are back and forth promo. Got hit with one crossroads. Cena laid down in the ring.
Fine speech.
Yeah, he said fine speech too. Well, Cody said, oh, you're going to give me a fine speech.
Well, you're not going to hurt, you try to hurt Cena before Mania. Because he is older.
Cena, I think he's going to be on SmackDown too, Cena.
He is.
The last thing.
He is.
But, so we're not going to be able to see what happens because we're going to have other plans. But,
We'll have it on our phones. Are you kidding me?
He's going to be at TNA, Velarde and I.
I'm not going to TNA. I'm going to spring break. I'm going to see Sabu's retirement.
Oh, you're going to that?
You're going to be the only person.
I thought you were doing TNA.
TNA's Thursday. But I'm not going to Thursday because we got Bloodsport.
No, well, me and you will be on Fremont Street.
What time is spring break?
7 o'clock on Friday.
Oh, so it's the same time. Okay.
Oh, I got a pro. All
right.
Oh, you see Bad Bunny in the back?
Can I explain why I don't think Cena's going to win?
Please.
No.
Cena's going to lose. And
wow,
he's
that's
gonna,
a great logic.
Yeah, there you go.
Can I explain why he's not going to win?
He's got to lose. He's trying to reach. He wants that title. He's going to try and reach and reach and reach. He's not going to do it the right way. He's going to do it.
The sixth move of Doom.
We'll have the seventh move.
He's going to do it
seventh move.
Lightning fist. I really hope
that. He'll be the highest one for that, right?
Yeah. I really hope that comes.
It might.
Cody might do it to Cena.
Hey,
from being the most respectful way of announcing, I'm going to challenge you here. He's going to win Money in the Bank, cash in, and win the belt that way. That's what's going to be.
That's great.
If he were to win it at WrestleMania, why are you having a heel Cena being cheered by a Vegas crowd? I think they're both going to get cheered. Cena's not going to get booed in this match.
Cena doesn't get booed.
You got to give people a reason to boo him. There's an opportunity for Cody to get booed over Cena just because of the type of crowd we're going to be in.
It's Vegas.
You never know what you're going to get until you're there.
Yeah.
So
that's how it goes.
I don't see them giving it to Cena. It's possible they do. I could be totally wrong. I tend to be wrong when it comes to Big Show.
I would be annoyed.
You'd be annoyed if they didn't have Cena win?
Yeah.
Nick's about to lose more predictions and Cena has single matches.
It's just, I think it's too soon for them to do this. They rushed into this match.
They can't have Cena lose his last WrestleMania.
Yes, they could.
No, they can.
Yes, they can.
So you're going to have Punk lose his first WrestleMania main event.
Yes.
And Cena lose his last WrestleMania main event? You're wrong.
Watch this.
When you put it that way.
John Cena is going to win Money in the Bank.
I'm just going to have to digress.
Oh, we should watch this, guys.
Yeah, I kind of want to hear this.
Yeah, so I guess... with our final WrestleMania predictions, that's the whole card, top to bottom. Cannot wait to be there in person. The three of us, not him. He's just here for the podcast episode.
He's going to be there.
With his ice cream. We are going to go back to finishing up Monday Night Raw now. Roman Reigns is walking to the ring. Paul Heyman is trying to...
Plead and get him to talk to him.
Yeah, it's not happening. This has been season 4 of the Ramblin' About Wrestling podcast. I still have one more episode to go, which will just be me talking about all the other matches that are going to be going on during WrestleMania week. Every other thing that we're going to be hitting, well, that I'm going to be hitting, talking about the schedule. But for now, the second to last episode of season 4 of the podcast, the WrestleMania roundtable, even though we're not at a round table.
And you're on.
And we're sitting on the couch in the basement.
A rectangular table, too.
It's true. It is a rectangular table that I took from the kid Chris I used to babysit's garage.
The only thing circular is Jay's bowl for ice cream.
It's true.
Oh, no.
His bowl for ice cream.
In my bowl.
I have been your host, Nick Pearl. This has been Good Guy Velarde. This has been the one and only Bear. And that has been Jaden, always showing up late to the party.
Wait, what you did there.
Because I always show up. Did you tell them about the podcast?
No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
No, now
that's the name
it,
of our group
important.
Chat. But thank you all for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Let's keep rambling, everybody.
Oh, that was good.
I lip-synced that.
I didn't say everybody.
All right.
Whatever. I said.